right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now recording.
It's all yours, Dawn.
Good morning. This is SRC Chair Dawn Russell. I call this meeting to order for the State Rehabilitation Council to the Bureau of Education and Services for the Blind. And the time is 10:03 a.m. September 22nd, 2021 already. Welcome, everyone. I'd like to start out with introductions, and I'd like to give the floor to Brian. When your name is called, please state that you're present.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to be calling the names, and be sure to unmute if you are muted to indicate that you are present. And then once I've gotten through the roster, I will ask if there are any other members that are, any other individuals that are on the call so that we can have the minutes reflect all the attendees. So, Larry Allen. Is Gary Allen present?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Randy Altergott. Is Randy Altergott present? Scott Becker.
A present.
Thank you, sir. Jay Brown.
Present.
Thank you. Frank Buonomo. Is Frank present? John Carnimola.
Right here.
Thank you. William DeMeo. Is William DeMeo present?
Mr. DeMeo will not be present. He may join the meeting later.
Okay, thank you. Lucretia Jones. Frank Lasquadro. Is Frank Lasquadro present? Philip McGalnick.
Present.
John McNichol.
Present.
Thank you. Anita Mendoza.
Hello.
Anita, you said you're present?
Good morning.
Okay. Karen Quiznell.
Good morning, present.
Thank you. Deborah Reed.
Present.
Thank you. Beth Reel.
Present.
Thank you. Dennis Regan. Dennis Regan. Eileen Rose. Dawn Russell. We know Dawn is present. She's running the meeting.
Present. Okay.
Nicole Rico Serrano. Is Nicole present? Ryan Sigmund, we know, is present. Kendra Valente. Is Kendra Valente present? Okay, so Madam Chair, bear with me a moment. I'm going to count the number of voting members that are present. I'm going to say their name, so in case you did say your name is being present, but you were muted and you don't hear your name now, it means you weren't unmuted when you said present. But this is who I have for voting members. I'm only naming voting members who are present. Gary Allen, Scott Becker, Jay Brown, John Carnimola, Phil McGalnick, John McNichol, Karen Quiznow, Deborah Reed, Beth Real, Dawn Russell. Those are the voting members I see present. They're voting members, and so you do have a quorum. Is there any other voting member whose name you did not hear and you're on the call?
Brian, Kendra's here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Kendra, thank you. I'll mark
the okay, thank you.
Is there
any issues on this side?
Okay, that's fine. Is there any other voting members whose name I did not just call and you are on the call? Okay. With that, are there any other individuals on this call that wish to identify themselves so we know that you're present?
I'm Mary Burgard, Voc Rehab Supervisor.
Thank you, Mary. Or anybody else, the name I have not called, who is on the call so we can identify it for the record. Hearing none, Madam Chair, that's the roster, and we're ready to go.
Okay, so going to item 2 on the agenda, I'd like to ask, is there anyone on the line for public comments?
Kendra.
Okay, I think I'm going to go to item 3 on the agenda. There doesn't seem to be anyone on the line for public comments. So the next item is old business, and that is the approval of our minutes from our last meeting on September 23rd, 2021. I assume that all members have reviewed the minutes that were sent out. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Madam Chair, this is Deborah Reed. I just wanted to point out in the last minute, under the program update section, it stated National Federation for the Blind, and that should be amended to National Federation of the Blind.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, this is John McNichol. I'd like to move that the minutes be accepted as amended.
Okay. Thank you. Do I have a second?
Could we please clarify who seconded the motion?
I think it was Deb Reed, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it was Deborah.
All right, now we're going to move on to the next item on the agenda, which is work group reports. And for membership, Lucretia Jones is out today, so I'd like to hand that over to Brian.
Thank you. We've had a lot of activity since the last meeting, and so I've got a lot to report on. Very good news. Gary Allen has been reappointed in the category of Statewide Independent Living Council. Scott Becker has been reappointed in the category of Community Rehabilitation Provider. Anita Mendoza has been reappointed in the category of Vocational Rehabilitation Counselor Ex Officio. Frank LaSquadro has been appointed in the category of Employer, replacing Amanda Billion. Karen Quiznell has been appointed in the category of Business, Industry, and Labor, replacing Michael Bartley. Nicole Rico Serrano has been reappointed in the category of American Indian vocational rehabilitation. And Kendra Valente has been in the category of parent of a person who was not able to represent themselves. So this is a very wonderful news that the council's had this number of reappointments and appointments since our last meeting. Our current vacancies, there's actually at the moment only two vacancies. There's the vacancy for the Workforce Investment Board to replace Kathy Marioni, and a vacancy for Client Assistance Program to replace Jennifer Jenkins. The Client Assistance Program, there is a candidate who was identified by Disability Rights Connecticut, and that individual's name is with the governor's office. We also are anticipating the vacancy that will be created by Eileen Rose when her term expires. I believe it's in October that her term will expire. She is not seeking reappointment, and she serves in the category of recipient of services. So come October, that will be a new vacancy. But that is the membership group.
Okay, congratulations to everybody. Next on the agenda is our finance report from our treasurer, Scott Becker.
Morning, everyone. There were no new committed amounts since the June meeting. So the total committed amount since October of 2020 remains at $58,507.28. We've already gone through in the prior meetings all of the individual line items, so I don't know that it's necessary to review those. So it stands at
$58,507.28. Okay, thank you, Scott. Does anyone have any questions for Scott? Okay, let's move on then to the consumer satisfaction report from Brian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am very pleased to report that the memorandum of agreement between our agency and Central Connecticut State University has been fully executed, and the purchase obligation is ready for October 1st when we start the new fiscal year. So there will be no interruption in the provision of the consumer satisfaction survey. We just received this week a very preliminary update on the current year's consumer satisfaction survey. The full executive summary will come in November, followed by the full report that the SRC chair utilizes for purposes of the SRC annual report. So they are very much on track with what they need to have completed for the program year that ended June 30th, and they're to go with the new one starting October 1st. So that's also very good news.
Does anyone have any questions for Brian? Okay. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which is new business. Mary, is our success story ready?
I believe they're coming in around 10:30. Anita, is Anita on the call?
Yes, she should be.
I thought so, yeah, because I know it's Anita's.
Yes, she's virtual, so she's ready to rock and roll.
All right. You're ready.
Oh, wow. We're so. Oh, I was in. Anticipating, I guess, 10:30. I was almost 11. So let me give her a call. Give me a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So while we're waiting for our success story, let's move on to the next item on the agenda, which is our election of officers. So since I'm running for office today, I'm going to be handing over this section over to Brian, but I just want to make sure then I'm correct in our with our slate of officers. And I have LaCresa Jones for secretary, myself for chair, and Scott Becker for treasurer. Is that the correct slate of officers?
Madam Chair, this is Brian. As I understand it, that is indeed a slate of officers that was identified at the June meeting. LaCresa has confirmed in an email that yes, she's desires to run for secretary, and I believe Scott confirmed at the June meeting. So,
okay, I'd like to hand it over to you, Brian.
So, thank you, Madam Chair. So, on your behalf, I will be seeking nominations from the floor. And I have to ask this three times, so I apologize for the redundancy, but that's how this process flows. So for the election of officers, we have nominations of Dawn Russell for chair, LaCresa Jones for secretary, and Scott Becker for treasurer. Are there any other nominations from the floor? I have not heard any. Remember, if you do wish to nominate, you need to unmute. Second request, are there any other nominations from the floor? Hearing none. Third request, are there any other nominations from the floor? Madam Chair, having heard no nominations from the floor, on your behalf, I will request that there be a motion and a second and then a vote on closing the slate of officer nominations and putting forward the candidates that have been named. So is there a motion to close the nominations and put forth the slate of officers for vote?
John Carmel, no motion.
Who made that motion?
Go for it.
I make a motion to close the nominations. Gary Allen.
Gary? Okay, is there a second to close the nominations?
Sandra Valenti, I second.
Okay, so there's been a motion by Gary Allen, a second by Kendra Valente to accept this slate of officers and to close the nominations. On behalf of the chair, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions, say abstain. Okay, Madam Chair, the slate of officers has now been closed. So now what we are seeking is a vote to accept the slate of officers, and whoever makes the motion may make a motion to have a vote that accepts all three for one concurrent vote, or you may make a nomination to do separate votes for each. It is up to the maker of the motion. Somebody wish to make
a motion? John Carmel, I'll nominate for a concurrent vote.
So we have a motion from John for John Carnamole for a concurrent vote. Is there a second for that?
This is Karen Klusnell. I second that.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to elect the entire slate of officers in one vote for Dawn Russell as chair, LaCresa Jones as secretary, and Scott Becker as the treasurer. On behalf of the chair, all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Any abstention, abstain. Madam Chair, the motion is passed unanimously. Congratulations to all the officers on your being reelected. And Madam Chair, I will turn the meeting back to you.
Okay. So it's 10:23, so We're not ready for our success story yet. So we should go on to the next agenda on the, I'm sorry, the next item on the agenda, which is the state plan work group. We need to put together a work group for the state plan that is due April 2022. It will be a full 4-year plan, and I'd like to volunteer myself for the work group for the state plan, and I'd like to know if we could have other volunteers, and is anybody interested in being on the state plan work group?
Phil McGallick, volunteers.
Thank you, Phil.
Don, how many do you need?
I would think probably 4 people, 3 or 4 more. So we have 2, so maybe 2 or 3 more.
I volunteer, Gary Allen.
Thank you, Gary.
John Cunnamore, I'd be happy to help if you need it. I don't want to, you know, take the position from somebody who's really passionate about it, and I know we are kind of low on members right now, so maybe it will be worthwhile to reach out to some of the folks who aren't here in case that they are really driven to be part of this. But if you need extra people, I'd be glad to help.
Thank you, John, and that is a good idea. Maybe we could get one more.
It's Kendra Valenti. I'd be happy to help. Kendra Valenti.
Hi, Kendra.
Kendra. Hi. I'd be happy to help.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. So I think that Mary will be contacting us to find a time that is good for all of us to meet. Is that correct, Mary?
Mary's muted.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, actually. Yeah,
it
I know.
Just, this
is figure
Brian,
out who's going to be doing what, but yeah.
Okay.
This is Brian. At the next week's meeting of the advisory board, they will also be naming some individuals. So this will be a work group that will be a collaboration with members from the State Rehabilitation Council and the advisory board. So it probably will be early in October when there's a calendar invite to schedule the first meeting. I just wanted folks to be aware. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. So early October, after we get a chance to meet with the advisory board too, to see who's interested in volunteering. We'll do that. That sounds good. All right, let's see what time it is. Okay.
Sorry, Dawn, it's Anita. She had to restart her computer.
Okay.
So I told her around like 10:45, so we were kind of premature, so she wasn't really up and ready, if you know what I mean. So.
Okay.
She's going to log on and text me when she's ready.
Okay, I'm just going to go on to the next item on the agenda, which is the SRC annual report. I'm going to be submitting that in December. And then the next thing I wanted to talk about is our meeting dates for 2022, which are the proposed meeting dates are March 23rd, June 22nd, September 21st, and December 21st. So we need to vote on this and make sure that is okay with everybody. Do I have a motion to accept the proposed meeting dates that I just mentioned for 2022?
This is Deborah Reed. I make a motion to accept the meeting date for 2022.
Do I have a second?
This is John McNichol. I second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say nay. Any abstained? Okay, the motion passes to accept the dates mentioned for the meeting dates for 2022. All right, the next item is our report from Besby State Director Brian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's kind of an interesting feeling. This is the last SRC meeting that I will be at. So this is the last report I will be giving. As I'm sure many of you know, it announced it. Prior meetings, I'm retiring October 1st. So at this point, I will say that until a successor fills the position, that Mary Burgard will be your contact. And then if Mary needs to reach out to the commissioner, she would certainly do that. But please, just after my departure, if you had a question, you can start by going to Mary, and she can certainly answer programmatic questions as the VR supervisor. She's obviously very familiar with the VR program and its day-to-day operations, and can answer those questions. And if it's at a higher level, then Mary's certainly able to get your question off to where it needs to be. With that said, program updates. First off, some very good news in regards to realignment in the budget. We asked for $750,000 of realignment money, and we got it. We got the entire amount. Because state VR agencies have really been challenged to expend funds during the pandemic, as I've covered in past meetings, that the number of community providers that were open to provide services in person was very significantly diminished for a good year. So there was a lot of realignment fund available, but we didn't want to ask for more than we felt we could realistically expend going forward. We are carrying forward pretty much the entire allotment from the current federal fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. So we really haven't even needed to dip into that federal allotment. And this will then add to it to basically keep this program in very good financial shape for two, if not even 3 years forward from now. So that's a significant relief compared to, I think, where things had been prior to the pandemic, when there was a lot of concern about possibly not having sufficient funding to serve all of the VR clients. And with that in mind, some of the things that had been put in place as cost containment strategies, which were really necessary when it looked like the Voc Rehab program was on the brink of an order of selection, it might not be a bad idea for the State Rehabilitation Council to revisit some of those policies to see if maybe revisions are called for in this new climate, this new environment. And one particular example I can bring to the SRC's attention is the policies around graduate school. Under the Workforce Investment and Opportunity Act, credential attainment is one of the measures of performance, and obtaining a master's degree or a doctorate degree is indeed a credential that is attained. So it might be something that with the new state director, you all would want to revisit that policy and see if perhaps there might be some modifications that can be proposed to encourage folks to advance in careers by attaining these higher level credentials. We do allow for a master's degree to be funded through the Voc Rehab program, but there are very specific steps that are required. And again, I leave it to the good advice of the council as to whether you feel that that policy should be